wild day, well, a couple of days for you guys. What was it like this morning when Coach told you he was going to be there on Thursday?
Yeah, about as you expected. You apologized. It's just business like usual. You gotta get prepared for Northwestern, and he'll be with us all the way up until the game, and Coach Spurrell will take over, and we'll just prepare like usual.
Was it a surprise?
I don't know. I wasn't shocked, but I thought they would be fine. I didn't know about the game suspension, but like I said, we'll just prepare as usual and deal with it how we have to. So.
Aaron, what would you say to people who watch your coach from a distance and say, "Man, that guy must be a maniac to play for. He's yelling at you all the time." How do you characterize, in your mind, Coach McCaffrey and what he's about?
He just cares so much about us and about this program and turning the culture around. And I think he's done that so far. And he's just got a passion and fire for the game that is a lot like other big time coaches in college basketball. And I think a lot of the fans around here support him and like the way he coaches. And I know all the players do. And we love him for his passion, his fire. And we'll ride with him no matter what.
Is it difficult to get used to that, coach that's in your face?
No, I've been here enough, and I signed up for it. I wanted to play for him. It's not a surprise to us. It's not a surprise to you guys. That's just how he is. Got to love him for it.
Not necessarily here, but, I mean, coming from other places, walking in for the first time in Iowa, seeing the way he is.
Surprise for
well, like
for who?
From compared to, like, AU coaches, high school coaches, that type of thing.
So for me?
Yeah.
No, it's not a surprise because every coach has a way about him, whether they display it how he does or whether they display it in practice when you guys aren't watching. So, not a surprise. That's just how basketball is. That's how most coaches coach. And, that's why I'm here. I love it about him. So.
With the way he coaches, does it make you feel like he's always got your back as a player?
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't doing that to make a spectacle to get himself on ESPN. He did it to try and back us up. He didn't like the whistle we were getting. That's why he did what he did. He didn't mean to get the second one. I understand that, and he apologized about it. So,
when you saw what happened the other night, what were your first thoughts?
I don't know, man.
Your general thoughts on Northwestern?
Thank you. I appreciate that. There we go. New system. In the past, they had gotten us with the dribble at back cuts and, all the stuff they used to run, shooting behind ball screens. They still got that same personnel, but they got a different staff there. Obviously, accustomed to the players. They got Crawford back, who's one of the top scorers in our league. We just got to prepare them for them. We haven't watched a bunch of film. We introduced their personnel, which most of us knew, and I'm looking forward to the game.
How much change, if any, comes from Coach Spurrell coaching you guys in this game?
Right back to it. It's the same staff. They got the same mindset, the same game plan, and it'll be the same. It'll just be a different voice.
During the second half, the offense wasn't quite as efficient as it has been. The first half it was, 7 assists to 15 baskets. I think it was 3-10 in the second half.
Yeah.
What kind of happened differently offensively from one half to the other?
We weren't getting stopped, so when we came down, we were quick shooting the ball more. I think that's the big thing there. It went from getting stops to going down and working the defense and getting our good shots. And if we weren't getting those shots, we were getting them back. And we did a pretty good job on offensive glass. Well, both halves for that matter. But once we stopped getting stops, we reverted to quick shooting the ball and not playing the offensive game that we were in the first half, which led to the close score and then taking the lead.
Obviously, after everything that happened, you guys were kind of a little staggering it a little bit. But then you came on strong. I think twice you drove it with them.
Mm-hmm.
You got 4 straight free throws to kind of get you guys back out of the funk. Did you feel at that point that was something necessary to help yourself and the team get back?
Well, yeah. Mike had a couple shots that didn't drop. Gabe had a layup or two that didn't drop. We needed something offensively. I wasn't aggressive enough up to that point, so I decided to take it upon myself and drive to the hoop. I made a couple layups, got to the free throw line, like you said. We just had to get something going, and I took it upon myself to do that. And it put us in a good position down the stretch, and they just made a couple more plays than we did.